Hey there, folks. It's me, Chris Skarstad, back here on ACB Radio's main menu to review yet another game for you. This time around, it's the new one from BSC Games, and it's called Hunter. Justin Dobbenmeyer, who is famous for such games as Troopinum and Pipe, has come out with a new one, and it's pretty good. And lots of interesting new features and additions to this game here. He's teamed up with a guy named Igor from Israel, and he's helping Justin to program the game. He's blind as well, so nice to see a collaborative effort going there. This game has 10 different levels of gameplay, and the first four of them are available in the demo, which can be downloaded from the bscgames.com website, which I'll give you the URL to. For you folks listening on main menu, this is going to be in mono, but there is also a stereo version of the review, which you can download from my website, which I'll also give you at the end of the review, so you guys can really get a better feel for the game. If you're really serious about checking it out and buying it, it costs $30 US, and it can be purchased via the bscgames.com website. So, what's it all about? Well, the character that you're playing is Hunter Joe, and you are taken through, as I say, 10. And you're taken through, as I say, 10 different levels of gameplay. You're doing such things as you're in a jungle, you're walking through a swamp, you're fishing. And fighting bugs and on a canoe, all kinds of different things, all kinds of different adventures. And each different level has its own set of sound effects and its own environment and own different set of keystrokes. And I will do my very best to try and explain exactly what's going on in each level. What we're going to do here is we're going to actually show you each of the levels. We're going to show you the first three. And then I'm going to skip to level 5, because the napper bugs, which is level 4, is a bit hard to describe. It's very quick, and it would almost be impossible for me to describe what's going on while it's happening. There is game documentation, of course, which we'll see when we look through the game menu that comes when you install the game. And speaking of downloading the game, it is the setup file for the game is about 40 megabytes. It's probably BSC's biggest setup file to date, but it is well worth a download. For you folks on dial-up, you can also order the game on CD as well as download it. You can maybe, you know, go to bed overnight and download it there, or you can order it on CD either way. Ordering it on CD will cost you an extra $10, but it may be worth it to you. So if you don't want to have to go through downloading the whole game overnight, you can pay an extra $10, and hey, that might be worth it to you. So as I say, we'll get to all the information later on in the review here. So what I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to show you exactly what is in the subfolder that you get when you install the game. So I'm going to switch over to Eloquence. I've got DeckTalk Express as my normal synthesizer for JAWS 4.51 here, but I'm going to switch over to Eloquence.
Leave in menu.
All right, so we're going to go to the desktop, and we're going to go to the Start menu here.
Start menu, New Office Document, N.
And press P for Programs, of course.
P15 number submenu 1.
And press the letter H for Hunter.
H. Hunter 1.0, Game Documentation, G.
Okay, there's we're right into the menu now. So the first item is Game Documentation. You are most definitely going to want to look at this. Lots of information here. It explains all 10 of the levels in great detail. And as I say, the only four you'll get in the demo are the first four, but all 10 are explained, so you can have an idea what to look forward to when you purchase the game. There is another explanation of how to register the game, and all kinds of information is available in the game documentation, so please, please take time to read that. You're going to be very happy you did. I have actually found myself reading that a bunch of times, actually, you know, in preparation for the review and in playing the game, because you get to a level and you go, my God, what am I supposed to do in this level here? So it's nice to have to refer back to. So we're in the menu now. This is we're on the game documentation choice. So if I arrow down, we get
Hunter Configuration H.
Hunter Configuration. You're going to want to run this after you install the game. This unpacks all the WAV files that are in with the game, because they're compressed. So you want to uncompress them and unpack them by running the configuration utility. There are 163 WAV files, I believe, all of pretty high sound quality. so that's pretty good. And it unpacks them. Runs fairly fast on my computer. I have a Pentium 3 800 megahertz processor. It took me about, I'd say about 3 minutes or so to unpack all the WAV files in the game. So, and your mileage may vary, of course. So keep that in mind. So next we have
Hunter on the Web.
Hunter on the Web takes you to the bscgames.com website for Hunter. You can order the game, and you can get yourself an unlock code for the game. And you can also do that via there's a register Hunter icon that is placed on your desktop and in the menu here, but you can do it either way. You have lots of choices available to you. So next we have
Hunter Story.
Hunter Story. This is a story that Justin wrote to go along with the game. It's a text file, so you can order you can open up Notepad or your favorite text editor and read it. You don't have to read the story necessarily to understand the game, but it's nice to have as an addition. So, kind of something new. And next up we have
Hunter H.
Hunter, the game itself. And next we have
Joystick Configuration J.
Joystick Configuration. This is a brand new feature that's available for the first time ever in a BSC game. This is joystick support that's been added. So, you can run this little utility and you can map the buttons on your joystick to anything you want. So if you want to use a particular button to run, you can do that, or you can use a button to jump, or you can do anything. It's the world's open to you. As long as you have buttons on your joystick, you can do anything you want with this. So very cool. Next up we have
orderform.txt.
Orderform.txt. You can send this to the bscgames.com folks via email. You can order your games via that way. So if you're not too keen on ordering via the secure order form, you can do that, although it is secure. So the choice is available to you, too, if you want that. So next we have
Register Hunter R.
Register Hunter. As I said, this is also available via the desktop icon that's available to you. Takes you to the website, and you can choose how you want to pay, and it takes you to the secure order form where you can copy your product ID. I'll show you that a little bit later on in the review. So, next up we have
Uninstall Hunter.
Uninstall Hunter. This, of course, uninstalls the game. And that's it for that menu there. So, I think it would be best if we perhaps ran the game now and show you just how this all works. As I say, this is a stereo review, recorded in stereo. But, of course, for you guys listening on main menu, this is in mono. So, keep that in mind. So, if you are confused by any of the things going on here, all you have to do is email me. I will give you an email address at the end of the review, and I will do my very best to explain what's going on a certain level. Although, if you listen very carefully, I'm sure you can pick up some stuff here. So I'm going to unload JAWS from memory here, and we'll get going here.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS for Windows space?
All right. So we're unloading JAWS here, and I'm going to go to the desktop where there's a Hunter desktop icon. And we're going to start the game from here. So we'll do that now. Pressing enter here, and the game should start momentarily. Okay, we have a regular BSC Games type of menu here where you can arrow up and down through the choices and it will speak the items for you as long as you've got the game in focus here. So our first menu item is Start Adventure, which of course will take you through all 10 adventures if you have the fully registered version, and it only takes you to the first four if you have the demo. So the next item in the menu is
Random Adventure.
This is only available within the fully registered version. This will take all the different types of levels available in the game, and it'll kind of shuffle them up, kind of putting your sort of a tantamount to putting your them in a big deck of cards and shuffling them up, and you can have a different playing experience each time. And there is another way to access all of these levels here, but I will show you that in just a little bit here. So, next we have
test speaker settings.
Test speaker settings, just what it does, it tests your speaker settings to make sure that the left really is on the left and the right is on the right. So, it's a good idea to have those in place to make sure that you're getting the right experience. So next we have
Learn game sounds.
This is very important. We want to make sure that you understand all the game sounds as they go along, because you're likely to hear them in the review and you're going to go, what's he talking about? So, okay, so we'll press enter on this.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select one of the levels, then press enter to hear the sounds.
One.
Okay, we have a list of levels here. We have one, and we're on one now, so if we arrow down, we get
two, three, four.
And just like we did, if we arrow up, we get
three, two, one.
Okay, so I think it's always best if we start with level one, which is the jungle level. So we'll do that, and we'll press enter.
Voodoo Doctor.
All right, so now if we press enter on this, we'll hear what the Voodoo Doctor sounds like, and he sounds like this. So to play this again, we just press the enter key as many times as we like. So each time you do this, you press the enter key, and it does this. Okay. So if we arrow down, we get
snake.
Snake. Okay. And then next we have, by the way, that snake is tricky as heck to get, but it's easy to do if you know how to do it. It's just, it takes a lot of manual dexterity, shall we say. And next we have
climb up a tree.
Climb up a tree. You want to do this when the Voodoo Doctor comes by. So when you do that, it sounds like this. All right. So next we have
climb out of a tree.
Climb out of a tree. Okay. And by the way, to climb out of a tree, you hit the space bar three times on the easy level. And I'm not sure about the other levels, but because I've only played it on the easy level. But I believe on the insane level it's six times, but I could be wrong. But in order to climb out of the tree, you hit the space bar once. So keep that in mind. Hope that didn't confuse you too much there. So next we have
shoot an animal.
Shoot an animal. Sounds like that. So next up we have
miss an animal.
Miss an animal. All right. Pretty easy to remember that one.
You have died.
You have died. I see he has died, huh? Okay, so next we have
return to the main menu.
All right, so we're going to turn to the main menu with the different levels of things.
One.
Okay, so if we arrow down, we get
two.
Okay, this next level is the Swamp Walk, which is a pretty interesting level in itself. It has a whole new set of sounds, so we'll hear those now. I'm going to press enter on this.
Waterfall.
Waterfall.
Geyser.
Okay, that's that waterfall just keeps going until you press the down arrow key, by the way. So this is what a geyser sounds like here. All right.
Falling into deep water.
All right, and this just is me. I'm just arrowing down and pressing enter on each of the choices here. So next we have
made it across deep water.
It's kind of a breathing sound. I don't know if you guys in main menu can hear that, but it's a breathing sound. I'll do it for you again. All right. Next we have
you have died.
All right. So I'd say he's drowned. He's all wet. So next we have
return to the menu.
Two.
All right. So we'll hear level three, and then I'll take you back to the other menu we were in before. So this is level three. This is the fishing. This is the fishing level here. Next we have
miss a fish.
Okay. One more time for you. Next we have
catch a fish.
Okay. There we go. Next we have
pull fish into shore.
All right. Next we have
a fish has made it across the screen.
All right. Next we have
a crocodile.
Crocodile there, I'd say. Next we have
you have died.
Uh, we're going to press the escape key now to bring us out of that menu and back to the one we were before.
Learn game sounds.
All right, so we're at learn game sounds. So we arrow down. We get
final score.
Final score. Just repeats your final score from the last game you played. Kind of remind you of that. So next we have
view top 10 scores.
View top 10 scores. This will be for your own top 10 scores, not necessarily those of the other players. You can look at those via the BSCGames.com website, but these are your own personal top 10 scores. So next up we have
Play Score the BSC Games.
This choice is only available through the registered version. It is not available through the demo. So in order to post your game scores to the BSCGames.com website, you must purchase the game. So keep that in mind. Next we have
Quit Game.
So we don't want to do that just yet. So next up we have, we're back around to the beginning.
Start Adventure.
I think we can do that now, so we'll start the adventure.
Use your up and down arrow keys to select your difficulty, then press Enter. Easy.
We're on Easy now, so we have Easy.
Normal.
Normal. And
Insane.
Insane. So we'll go back up to Easy.
Easy.
All right, and press Enter. Okay, I'm going to press the P key to pause it so I can explain to you what's going to happen. And I'll do this on each of the levels that I do. The music that you hear in the background is what happens when you pause the game with the P key. So in this first level, what happens is you've got this little target you move around the screen, and you've got this little dart gun, and you have to shoot all of the animals and hopefully knock them out. And you won't actually kill them, but you'll knock them out. And of course, there's the voodoo doctor who's coming after you, so listen up. Headphones are definitely recommended for this whole entire game. You'll definitely do a lot better. I know that I did once I tried them, so keep that in mind there. So you just have to shoot all the animals and look out for the voodoo doctor. Hope he doesn't come and get you. So we'll press the P key to get back into the game here. All right. So I'm hearing an elephant on my right side, so I'm shooting him three times. All right. Oh, here comes the voodoo doctor. So I'm pressing the space bar three times there. And he's going from right to left, by the way. Okay. He's gone now, so I just press the space bar to get out of the tree there. And I just shot another elephant on the left there. This game does move rather fast, as you can tell. So I'm just listening for an animal, and when I hear one, I move towards it with the right and left arrow keys to move the target around. And just got rid of the snake there, and just heard the snake. And by the way, each different type of animal takes a different hit. The elephant, by the way, takes three hits. The lion takes two hits. And everything else takes one. Oh, here comes the voodoo doctor again. And he's going from right to left that time. All right, he's gone now. All right, so we'll continue hitting these animals until they're all gone. Okay. And there we go. We just got rid of another snake there. All right. Another one on my right there. There we go. There we go. Got rid of that snake again. And
Baker.
All right. Took care of those guys.
Current score, 4,020 points.
Okay, pressing the P key to pause it again. So now we're at the swamp walk level. Now, this involves actually walking through a swamp, as the title would tell you. And the idea is to get through it with as few right and left steps as possible. You're going to be counting things like waterfalls and geysers and things like that. So you just have to steer clear of them so that hopefully you won't drown. Because if you do come in contact with a waterfall, you will drown. So, and the idea to get away from them is you have to press either your right or left arrow key very quickly, and I'll tell you exactly when that's happening, because it will happen, I promise. So the idea is to walk forward with your up arrow key, and keep in contact with everything there. So, okay, we'll press the P key to unpause the game and go back into the swamp. Okay, I'm going to keep walking forward here. Taking a few left steps there to make sure that the... I'm hearing the geyser on my right here, so... Okay. A few left steps there, and I think we'll be all right. Yep, another geyser on my right. So that's... We're in deep water now, so I'm pressing the up arrow key to swim through this deep water. Just hitting the up arrow key repeatedly as fast as I can. Got flies buzzing around me here, so... Okay. And we're out of the water now. Although, here comes a waterfall. So now to get by the waterfall, I'm hitting my right arrow key as fast as I possibly can. And as soon as I'm away from it, I can walk normal. I can walk with the left arrow key again. Okay, so now I'm using the up arrow key to walk again. Okay, so taking a few left steps there to make sure that guy is... All right, there. So I have a geyser on my right again. That's pretty good. I'm in water again, so I'm swimming again with the up arrow key very quickly. And I hopefully won't drown in this water here. Alright. Those flies never do seem to leave, do they? We're just everywhere, those darn flies. Okay, we're out of the water now. And back into another waterfall. Nice. They're everywhere. So I'm hitting the right arrow key again as fast as I possibly can to get away from it. Okay. So, the geyser is on my left now, and I've got all these flies and things buzzing around me.
Current score, 7,821 points.
Okay, we're at the fishing level now. I just pressed the P key to pause the game. So the idea behind this level is that you're standing in front of a river and you got these fish are going to swim by. So the idea is to catch them. And how you do this is you press the control key. And once you caught a fish, all you have to do is you just press the space bar to pull him back into the shore. And on the easy level, you have to catch 30 fish. And on the normal level, you have to catch 33. And on the insane level, you have to catch 36 fish. So keep that in mind. All right, so once again, the idea behind this is you have to catch them when they get to the center. And every so often, a crocodile will come by. And when that happens, you have to back away from the river by using the down arrow key until you know the crocodile is gone. And then... you'll hear a slight little breathing noise to let him know that you're safe, and then you can walk back up using the up arrow key. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so we'll press the P key one more time, and we'll get into the fishing level here. All right. And a few frogs and things. The fish is now coming at me from the right side. And as soon as he gets to the center, I'm going to press the control key. And there we go. I just did that. Just press the space bar to release him. So, all right. Another one coming from the right. All right. And there we go. And it just kind of goes along that way until we get 30 fish. All right. Another one coming from the right here. All right. Another one coming from the right here. Another one from the left now. He's a long way to go from the left there, isn't he? And by the way, you can catch a fish, by the way, just a little off-center, but you won't get as many points. We can check our current score, by the way, by pressing the shift key.
8,996 points.
All right. We've got two different fish coming at me from different sides. Got to back away from the river now. All right. This can be rather tricky at times. You have to be careful. Because I have been killed by the crocodiles, believe me. Another crocodile coming. We've backed away. You can get me from all directions now. Alrighty.
Current score 11,586 points.
Okay, now the napper bugs are a bit tricky to show you. It's a very fast-paced level. You have to move a little target, and it's an invisible target because it's early in the morning, and you have to kill all these bugs, but it's very, very, very fast-paced. So you can find out more about how to play that game in the demo. But I'm going to show you the next level up from this one, and that is the canoe ride, which is a little bit easier to show because it's a little bit more relaxed, let's say. So I'm going to, through the miracle of modern technology, pause the recording until we get to the next level, and then I'll show you how to work the canoe ride, and then I'll show you a few more features, and then we'll close this review. So we'll pause the recording and come back to you when we get to the canoe ride. Okay.
Current score 17,186 points.
Okay, here we are at the canoe ride. So I'm going to explain to you how this works. Okay, so basically how it works is you're on a canoe, and the waters are very choppy, to say the least. You're kind of buffeting around, and the waters just are not right. Then you have an occasional crocodile will come by and try to get you, and you've got these rocks that are coming by, and you have to lasso them with a rope. And for each one you can lasso with a rope, you get points added to your score. The tricky part is staying away from the crocodile. So if you can do that, you can gain yourself a lot of points here. So we'll give this a try, and hopefully I can gain a little points. So we'll press the P key again and go back into the game. Okay. Here's rock is coming at me from the center now. I'll get to the center of time. Okay. There we go. Oh, here comes a crocodile. I had to twirl around him, so there we go. There comes another rock. Oh, okay. Looking for that next rock coming. I hear one coming from my... It's kind of bouncing around here. I've got to find the rock here. And there we go. The trick is getting the rock into the center there. Kind of bouncing around, as you can tell. I don't know if you guys can... On Main Menu, you can hear the rocks, but they're kind of... There we go. Had to get away from the crocodile again. Okay. There we go. There we go. All right.
Current score 19,486 points.
Okay, we're going to exit the game here.
Game over. Your final score is
19,486 points.
Start adventure.
Okay, so there you go. And I'm going to show you another neat little feature that's included in the game that you can also, if you want to start a particular level and just play it by itself, like if let's say you're having a particular problem with a level and you want to see if you can solve it, you can play a particular level just by pressing either the 1 through 0 on the number row. So, like, let's say I want to go back to the canoe ride level. All you have to do is press the number 5 on the number row, and it takes you right to that. And you can choose your difficulty level and play that level. And it'll take you out of the game after that. You won't be able to move on to the next level after that. But you can do that with the first 4 levels that are in the demo, or you can do that in the all 10 if you have the registered version. So it's a neat little feature there. So we're going to exit out of the game here, and I'll show you how to register the game, and I'll give you the URL and everything else and all that. So we'll press the escape key.
Exiting game.
Alrighty, and there you go. That's Hunter for you. So now we're going to reload Jaws, and my Deck Talk Express will come up.
Jaws for Windows is ready.
All right, and I want to show you how to register the game now. When you download the game, you get a desktop icon that says Register Hunter. So I'm going to press Enter on that now, and I'm there now. And what you do is you have a product ID that comes with every game, and you we'll press Enter on this, or the space bar, either one will do, and then you can copy the product ID to the clipboard, and then you can paste that product ID into the secure order form on the BSCGames.com website. The program actually explains the whole thing, so without further ado, let's do that now.
Enter. Hunter registration program dialog. Copy product ID button. Alt C.
Okay, we're here on the product ID button, and we also have a
register Hunter button. Alt R.
Oh, okay.
Exit button. Copy product ID button. Alt C.
We're back to the product ID button here, so we'll press the enter key on this.
Enter information dialog. Your product ID was successfully copied to the clipboard. When you place an order for Hunter, you will need to paste your product ID into the first box on the secure order form, which is the product ID box. Would you like to go to bscgames.com right now to purchase a license to unlock your copy of Hunter? Yes button. Alt Y.
Mm-hmm, we certainly would. So we'll do that now. Internet Explorer will open up and will take us to the proper website.
Enter copy product ID button. Alt C.
Okay, Internet Explorer is now opening up.
Three links. BSC Games Purchase Hunter. You must have the Hunter game downloaded and installed on your computer prior to placing an order for it unless you are a on. Visit who does visited visited link dial-up user who doesn't want to download the large setup file. Otherwise, we need you to have the game downloaded and installed on your computer prior to placing an order for it, since we require your product ID when you order the game. Follow these steps to get your product ID if you haven't already done so. List of four items. Bullet minimize to your desktop. Bullet press the letter R until you arrive at Register Hunter, then press Enter. Bullet press Enter on the copy product ID button and answer yes to return to this web page. Bullet, your product ID is now on the Windows clipboard, so you can place your order list and please choose your method of payment below. Select whether or not you would like a backup copy of the game setup file mailed to you on CD, then click buy now. Dial up users wanting to order Hunter on CD and skip the large download should set the purchase CD box to yes following the instructions outlined. Visited link on this page. Note, you must have cookies enabled in your web browser before clicking buy now so we can keep track of your shopping cart selections. After placing your order, you can disable cookies again and delete them. I would like to use combo box, no selection, purchase CD.
Okay, so we have a little information here we want to tell you about. There's a combo box with different selections. You can order by check, and you can order by PayPal and credit card, and lots of different payment options there for you. And you can order, purchase a CD for $10 extra. And it says for dial-up users, you can do that. There's a special link on this website you can go to if you're a dial-up user. So let me arrow to that link.
I would like plan order. Note, you must plan. Visit it now. Visited link on this page.
All right. So we'll actually go to the other link here.
Dial-up user visited link.
All right. And we'll press enter on this to let you hear about what you have to do if you are a dial-up user.
One link. For those dial-up users not wanting to download the 42MB Hunter setup file, you can order Hunter on CD. Once you get the CD, you can install Hunter off the CD onto your computer and then get your unlock code emailed to you in a few minutes. Here are the steps below on how to do this. List of four items. Bullet 1. Ordering Hunter on CD is simple. You place an order for the game, making certain to purchase it on CD, and in the product ID box on the secure order form, type the word none without the quotation marks. Bullet 2. You will receive an email saying you did not supply a product ID code. Bullet 3. Do not delete this email. Please save it until you get your CD, as it contains a link to the BSC Games website for the unlock code. Bullet 4. When your Hunter CD arrives, install the game and go to the link contained in your email for the unlock code, which will be emailed to you in 1 minute or so. List end. List
All
return
right.
to BSC Games.
There we go. That pretty much explains how to do it for dial-up users who don't want to download the big 42-megabyte file. So it's pretty simple there. So what we're going to do now
Alt
is we're going to... I just closed our Internet Explorer, and I'm going to also close
Alt
down
F4.
The Hunter registration program. So that's how you do it. Pretty simple. So if you would like to order games from BSC Games or just get more information about it, you can visit www.bscgames.com. That's one more time. That's www.bscgames.com. And for dial-up users who want to order the game on CD, the exact URL is http://www.bscgames.com/dial-up. That's all one word, dial-up.asp. And it takes you to that particular page, and it gives you the directions on how to do that. So if you happen to miss that, you can get those again. So and you can hear a stereo version of this review on my website, which is www.tunehead. That's TOONHEAD-online.com/mainmenu.html. One more time, that's www.tunehead-online.com/mainmenu.html. And that'll be the last link on the page. the reviews are featured first to last, so the most recent review will be near the bottom of the page. And I'll feature the streaming version will be the main menu version, and the downloadable version will be the cool 128K stereo version that you're hearing now. So, if you're listening to, and will be the downloadable version will be the stereo version there. So, if you have any questions or comments about the review, I do hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, you can get a hold of me at Toonhead, that's TOONHEAD, at acbradio.org. That's Toonhead at acbradio.org. I do hope you enjoyed the review. So I hope to see you soon, and hopefully you will enjoy Hunter as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. For ACB Radio's main menu, this is Chris Garstead. Thanks for listening.
Well, it's game over for our main menu game special this week. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with the program, you can drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.